It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morano with KRWG News. Should West Texas become a dumping ground for more nuclear waste? That's a question the Nuclear Regulatory Commission is looking into. The federal agency hosted public hearings in Midland on a proposal to store high-level waste in Andrews County, already home to a low-level radioactive waste site. And, as KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, the plan is facing opposition from an unlikely coalition.
That's right. Environmentalists and anti-nuclear activists have made common cause with some in the oil and gas industry to fight the plan. One reason, West Texas holds the most productive oil fields in the country. Some in the industry worry that a nuclear waste accident could disrupt all that. Tommy Taylor is the director of oil and gas development for the company Fasken Oil and Ranch.
We just think that storing high-level nuclear waste in the middle of the Permian Basin is just a wrong-headed idea. There's just going to be too much risk for us.
The company Interim Storage Partners is behind the plan to expand nuclear storage. It would allow irradiated fuel rods from nuclear reactors to be kept in above-ground containers. Currently, those fuel rods are kept on-site at nuclear power plants around the country. Mose Bouchel, KT News.
Okay, let's move on now to a local viewpoint. Rural New Mexico still offers extraordinary places that some call sanctuaries of silence. Some thoughts from commentator Peter Goodman.
When I visited Cruces in 1984, my friend Bud, Professor Orville Joseph Wanzer Jr., was retiring from NMSU. Somewhat deaf and much preferring nature to people, he wanted to live out his days in solitude. I saw an ad for 50 acres up near Derry, a half mile of riverfront. Cheap. We drove up there. Much to Bud's surprise, it was the place. It felt isolated. After a few miles on a dirt road, we turned up a gentle slope. Alone on the river's west side, we could see farms and mountains to the east. We bought it, with two friends splitting the cost. Bud built a small house and lived there nearly three decades with a pack of dogs. He installed solar power. He walked, worked on the place, and wrote. He tried gardening, but the heat and the rodents were merciless. For a while, an entire room housed the train set and the town, houses, stores, farms, cows, he created for the trains to chug past. Little people looking about as baffled by life as we usually were. South of his place, I dug a well and prepared a home site, but never moved there. Bud taught himself stained glass, becoming a master. He created a unique outdoors stained glass gallery. His house had few windows, thus the world's first stained glass carport. He filled that, then built freestanding structures from 2x4s. Just out in the desert, the glass at the mercy of the elements or a 12-year-old with a BB gun. I visited every year. I loved the special quality of the silence, the perfect antidote to city life's non-stop background din. I swam in the river with the dogs. Long, empty days there had their own rhythm. Bud didn't see much of anyone for months, so the first day he talked loudly and constantly. Once he relaxed, we had good talks or shared the silences of old friends. When his health deteriorated, we moved him into town. After some intense years of frequent ER trips, he died this February. Thursday was our first visit up there since Bud's death. Nature is reclaiming the place. Thorny branches across the driveway bar the way and create a darkness that reminds me of the scenes foreshadowing evil in scary movies. Inside, layers of rodent pellets share floor space with books, papers, and other odds and ends. By his old desk, I found a Bible held together with duct tape. Inside, in pencil, presented to Orville Wanzer for regular study of the scriptures, and then the date, 1903, his father, later a Queens cop and Olympic shot putter. Bud's place feels like a stage set after the play has closed its run. I wandered over to my empty home site, spooking a deer in the arroyo. the gnats didn't follow me. I sat looking upriver and downriver. The Rio was full, blue water, bright green fields, mountains going red in the late light. That silence again, absolute silence. I was right where I wanted to be.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read him in the local viewpoints section at krwg.org. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.